More firepower for Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Biden administration dispatching more armor-piercing missiles.
The U.S. is sending up to $100 million worth of additional Javelin anti-armor systems aimed at taking out Russian tanks. Secretary of State Blinken announced the addition late Tuesday. He says since the start of the Biden administration, the U.S. has given $2.4 billion worth of aid to Ukraine.
Fox's Jill Nato in Washington. The latest shipment ordered after Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky made an emotional appeal to the United Nations Security Council yesterday, accusing Russian invaders of war crimes and lamenting,
"If we had already got what we needed, all these planes, tanks, artillery, anti-missile, and anti-ship weapons, we could have saved thousands of people. I do not blame you. I only blame the Russian military, but you could have helped."
Speaking through a translator, President Zelensky called for the Russian soldiers to face a war crimes tribunal similar to Nuremberg. Not so fast on that reported Senate compromise for $10 billion in new COVID funding. All 50 Senate Republicans voted no on a procedural step to move the bill forward yesterday, hoping to tie the spending on vaccines and coronavirus testing to continuation of Title 42, which allows the U.S. to deport foreigners who may have been exposed to disease. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer isn't happy.
"There's no reason we shouldn't be able to get this fundamental bipartisan bill just agreed to by a group of Democrats and Republicans passed. It's vital to the future of the country."
The Biden administration plans to cancel Title 42 next month. The Omicron BA2 variant, now the most common form of the coronavirus in the U.S., but here comes another. A new variant known as XE has been identified in at least 600 patients in Britain. Scientists say they aren't sure yet whether it's more virulent. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
An advisory committee to the Food and Drug Administration meets today to consider whether to recommend more coronavirus booster shots.
The head of the FDA's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research said now is the time to talk about additional boosters as they consider the best way to address COVID and virus variants going forward. At the White House COVID briefing, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said they do encourage a second booster or fourth shot for people over 50 with certain health issues and those over 65.
And also to recognize that they may very well need another shot come the fall, and that'll be the subject of an FDA meeting discussion tomorrow.
The FDA says the panel will also discuss what might warrant updating the composition of COVID vaccines to address specific variants. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A stunning claim about last week's fatal crash of two Army helicopters at Fort Stewart in Georgia. The Army Times quotes a source familiar with the investigation as saying the crash, which killed Army Captain James Ballou, was deliberate. Captain Ballou was the only soldier involved. The Army's Criminal Investigation Division now sorting it out. Indiana can finally put a face on the infamous I-65 killer. Three decades after the fact.
Indiana State Police and the FBI, through investigative genealogy, say they've identified Harry Edward Greenwell, who they say killed Vicki Heath, Mary Gill, and Jeannie Gilbert along Indiana's I-65 corridor in the late 1980s. Gilbert's daughter, Kim.
We'll never learn any of the whys of his actions, and that's just where we sit today. Closure will also take on its own different and unique face for all of us.
Greenwell, a career criminal, died in 2013, and investigators say he's been linked to at least two sexual assaults in which DNA led to him. 33 years later, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.